Blog Talk Radio.
Don't make no sense to me.
Nope. Nope.
It don't make no sense to me.
Fouché. E-Max.
Yeah, we just gonna take this quick ride.
Ooh, yeah.
Let me split your head right quick.
Oh, man. Your face full of fingerprints, saying that you're sick of it. Seems like you're loving it. Screaming that this shit getting old. I can't tell the way that your eye and your lip on swole. Your arm that been broke, your neck that been choked. Your head got a patch, your ribs that been cracked. Man, and I swear, and you keep running back for real. Through the dick, got you dumb like that.
Got you the way your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me at all. Girl, why is you going through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This nigga is your downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Cause, tell me, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing? Your wife out here banging other dudes. Driving your car, spending your cash. Got another nigga name tatted on her ass. Maxing out your credit card, giving you no sex at all. Y'all thumping, bumping, the cops come. Man, listen, this bra's a lost call. Don't make no sense at all.
Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me. Why did you go through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This is your downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Look, baby girl, your man ain't gonna change. And you trying to change him, that's highly insane. You need to leave, and it's your time to leave. Don't make no sense to me
at all.
Man, why is you sticking around? She playing you clown, another nigga dicking her down. Got you moped out, feeling depressed and looking all down. Don't make no sense to me.
Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. This is gonna be a downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all. Nigga, why is you going through a thing? Relationship is up in chains. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Microphone is working pretty good. It's your boy Max the Image Man, 646-478-0944. It's Hood Talk Radio. Yes. See how that's doing? Really can't be, you know, talking and shit like I'm crazy. But tonight is a special edition of Little Talk Radio. Yep, it's called Six Talk Thursday. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit going on out here in our city. And last night I wanted to talk, but everybody wanted to watch that TV show with Sissy in it. So I let y'all get y'all entertained, you know. But tonight I gotta say what I wanted to say. It's just too much shit going on here in our streets. There's too much shit going on in our city. There's too much shit going on in our neighborhood. And I don't know if anybody else is doing nothing, but I have to say something. You know, I've been getting texts for a little while now about some information. I must have missed when I was watching the news earlier. I misunderstood it. Somehow, some way, man, I missed a very important story. So it kind of fucked me up, you know what I'm saying, to hear the shit. It's always fucking me up when I hear babies, you know, dying in our streets and shit. No. It always pretty much, man, tear me up to hear about babies dying. You know what I mean? Some of y'all grown-ass motherfuckers, I don't know what to say about y'all. Y'all just do dumb shit. You know, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about dumb-ass teenagers walking up and down the street, shooting each other, shooting guns at each other, just doing dumb shit out here, man, knowing that the police already got motherfucking problems with us. They used to say that, you know, we doing the shit that the Klan does. The Klan ain't got nothing else to do because we doing it for them. Well, what's the fucking difference? What is the difference in what we doing to each other? Now, the government is already put restrictions on weapons and things of this and that and the other. Everybody talking about it. The new candidates, the old candidates, the Clintons, the Baracks, the Obamas, and talking about gun control. Well, ain't no such fucking thing as gun control. You know what I mean? Back in the day, I want to say, why they freed the slaves. No, sorry that I focus a lot on history, because history tells us a lot about where we are and where the future is going. So I kind of study the way shit used to be, not how it is, not a reason why. And, you know, pretty much the end results, because if you know, history repeats itself. All right, sometimes it repeats itself in a little bit more extreme manner. So with all of this killing and all of this shit, hey, you know what, that lady need one of them fruit trimmers for that tree.
Right.
It does something.
Hell no.
She would do a better job with it than the best sisters in her hand, okay? I'm going again first. But anyway, we gotta figure out, okay, niggas get guns in their hands. And when I say niggas, I mean boys. Okay, because a lot of people got more access to guns than rich people do. And I got to say something about y'all, some of y'all folks. I have to make excuses for some of y'all rich motherfuckers. I swear it don't make sense. A 5-year-old child. I haven't got any detail yet. 5 months. 5 months. Okay? Now, I got a Scene magazine. I used to read the Scene magazine papers. But for whatever reason, this is a hard to get magazine. Okay, and one of the reasons it's a hard to get magazine is because some of this shit it puts in what they call the upfront page. Alright? Now, just a little for y'all right quick. The upfront page. 3, 5, 10, 13, 14, and 15. Alright? Age of children shot in Cleveland in September so far. No, that was just last month. Okay, this is October. We hear 13 people dead out in Oregon just to turn around and hear about a little baby last week. Was it a little boy died? In the car with his mom and somebody else, and the motherfucker rode past, shot the car up, and the only person in the car that got hit was baby, and he died. And then it was a father and a son again. Okay? Sitting at the light, Martin Luther King, Shaker Boulevard, bang, 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 cars fill up, motherfuckers just jump out the bushes on. Sound like a hit. You know what I mean, y'all? We gotta do a little bit better with this shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. They got that CERN machine popping off. And, I mean, shit just going crazy right now. It's haywire, and I'm not understanding. Now, y'all know you can be here on Wednesday nights. Okay? So, but for tonight, oh, man. The source told me that the baby passed. Oh, man. I'm going to send condolences out to that family. I'm supposed to be somewhere around where we are right now. Out here in Cleveland. You know. And we just, I really don't know what to say about that. Because it's another, what they call senseless. And I mean senseless. I'm not saying it's senseless because, I mean, fuck y'all. That's the future. You know what I'm saying? You mad at the world because you fucked up. So you want to drive by some nigga that owe you some money in a house. And you know where he is. So you just shoot the bitch up. You don't give a fuck about who in there. Y'all niggas playing with 20s and 50s, and y'all killing each other over that little punk shit. Some nigga on the block getting a little bit more money than you. He was able to buy him some new Jordans. So you rob this nigga and you shoot him so you can buy you some new Jordans. Okay, cool. When they catch my ass, they're going to take them Jordans from you and put your dragon ass in jail. Be it. Thinking about how you kids make a fuss with Jordans and extra dope. And he was only on the street for about a week after everybody told him, you motherfucker, he was the only one with that hate in your heart. But lately, there's been a lot of hate going around. We even had some wild shit going on. Y'all know about the term of shit. The biggest machine in the world, CERN. If you don't know about that, you need to activate your mind and check that shit out. All right? Look at those shutting down their IG accounts. They really don't be, really don't have time. And I, myself, have to. Because there's so much social media out there. That's one of the reasons why we having a decline in every fucking thing, because it's so easy to be entertained. People ain't using this shit what it's made for. They're only using it because it's convenience in a gadget. Now, I could take what they call a selfie. That was never a fucking word before. It became a word. Right? A selfie. Hashtag. Okay, how the fuck do you spell hashtag? All right, H-A-S-H, believe it or not. And it ain't T-A-G. I think it's T-A-G-H or some shit like that. H-A-U-S-C-H, some shit. But it's a fucked up word. Let's put it like that. We used to call it the pound sign. When you on your phone, and talking to a damn computer, it says, after you enter your number, please press pound. You didn't say hashtag. A lot of fucked up shit going on in our neighborhood. Unfortunately, unfortunately for the night, y'all, we only going to be here for an hour. It's just, you know, trying to relax a lot. I mean, I want to send shouts out, first of all, and foremost, everybody that listens to the show online. You know what I'm saying? We get calls on Wednesday nights, Fridays, and Saturdays. But this is the first one in a while that we did on a Thursday. And I'm not saying it's permanent, but it just may be. Because as long as that little TV show is on, and I don't see the point in wasting my time, basically. I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve and staying in the loop. Information that can be vital to your survival. You know what I mean? Fear mongers. Okay? I don't like fear mongers. If you don't know what a fear monger is, that's a person that acts like everything is wrong at the end of the motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the end of the damn world. I don't know why y'all believe it's the end of the damn world. Finally watched the video from a young man, and I can't recall what it was. I took his name, but he made some good points, and he actually had a lot of my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I'm finding more and more people starting to understand that when millions of people believe the same thing, it's hard to convince one that that shit is a lie. You know what I mean? You have to go, you have to know history. You have to understand where we came from. You got to know where the shit started, because you don't never know how it just might end. Because when it happened before, it ended somehow. All right? Why these people on TV got a direct TV remote? A black family on the TV One show got a black, got a direct TV remote. Ain't that some shit? So what is you saying? AT&T large like that now? Because, you know, they bought direct TV, and some company called Charter bought Time Warner Cable. So y'all better be looking for that shit on y'all bills. Okay? And they said they have the prices because they own them now. So we're going to wait and see. So if you want to join the conversation, you know what I'm saying? It makes talk Thursday, meaning we got some news for you, we got some talk, and we got some music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say some shit that might make you laugh. I'm going to say some shit that might make you say, where the fuck this motherfucker get this shit? You never know. In essence, man, we are here to bring you some information. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to scratch their itches, so I want to make the brain itch a little bit, and hopefully to help you in the long run. You know what I'm saying? So let's try to make that one, you know, happen like that there. But for now, what we're going to do is switch this microphone over and get some a different sound from this here phone. Alright, so I'll take this few minutes and help you to activate your mind. Alright. I'm going to get into this little shit. Now, in the beginning of the show, you heard Al. That was produced by myself, featuring Shay. My people, Shay, moves to California. We focus a lot on local artists and unsigned talent all over the world. So, if you got some music, R&B, jazz, hip-hop, if you do comedy, you got your shit on the CD or whatever, you can email the MP3. You know, send it to emaxradio@gmail.com. emaxradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? That's simple. emaxradio@gmail.com. In MP form, and I'll check it out and post it so that we can play your shit. All I ask is that you support the show, because Carlos supports your music. You know what I'm saying? That's how you support the show, by supporting your music. So, we'll get more into that a little later. Right now, I'm going to go to Al Porter Jr. Against the Grain. Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
Yeah, I was watching Roots today.
And they ain't ready for me.
Thinking about Kunta Kinte and all.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
This in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Miley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened. My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drive, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed. I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it. Coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
I know. But it's cool though. Check this out. I have to turn this microphone up some because if I don't, y'all not gonna hear me. I'm afraid not. All right, so I'm a gadget man. Gotta have some gadgets. Now, I appreciate y'all checking this out. But it's a lot of shit we got to figure out, y'all. A lot of shit going on. It's your boy, E-Max, and I swear that we got to stop this bullshit in our city. How are we supposed to survive when everybody killing each other? I mean, for real, though. How are we supposed to live? Y'all niggas out there. Hurting each other. You know, every single day you turn the TV on, you're listening to the news, somebody then killed somebody, then killed somebody. What the fuck? Excuse my cough. But this is Hood Talk Radio, Mixed Talk Thursday, okay? We'll have music, we're going to have some talk. And just basically, man, trying to get an understanding of what's going on in my city. We do a lot of, you know, speculation. We do a lot of talking. A lot of people just, you know, like, oh, my God, what's this, what's that, what's this, what's that. But I know motherfuckers that go to jail for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to be able to stand out here and say, hey, you know, what the fuck is going on in the world? Y'all got to cut this dumb shit out. And it's the truth. You know, you got to look back, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not even saying that it for us, it was a legitimate cause, because so far, nothing has worked. Maybe some changes have been made in order to accommodate and seem politically correct, but as far as being actual, you know, I was told racism ain't going to never die. And it's true. As long as there's hate in the world, we're going to always have racism. So y'all can forget it if you're thinking otherwise. You know what I'm saying? It's some shit that's happening in our lives right now that we may not understand. There's some shit going on right now that we are seeing that is part of a plan. It's been planned for years and years. But at the same time, it's a whole lot of shit that we don't know that's going on. And I can't even say whether it's some natural shit or not. Because natural shit just don't set up to kill. Men do. Especially greedy motherfuckers. Rich people. I'm talking to y'all right now because I know some of you rich motherfuckers listen to all of this shit. Okay? How the fuck can y'all be so rich and so trifling at the same damn time? Okay? I mean, I have the unfortunate pleasure
to have to clean up behind some of the richest people I ever met in my motherfucking life. Okay, never seen so many millionaires in one motherfucking room in my life. And I got to say, most of you motherfuckers is some nasty, thirsty motherfuckers. I say, when I say thirsty, I mean going through garbage looking for shit like cottage cheese in a bag that's funky. But I guess that's the way you like it. You know, y'all restrooms is more nasty than the motherfuckers that work for you. And I always ask the motherfuckers, "How damn, is that how you live at home?" No, apparently so. So, note to you rich motherfuckers. And I understand that you got people that clean up for you and do everything for you. And really, most of the shit you ever had in your life was handed to you. All right? So, of course you don't know how to properly wipe your ass. You eating all that Greek yogurt and shit and splattering every fucking where. And you don't give a fuck because somebody gonna clean it up for you. You surprised you ain't got a motherfucker to come and but wipe up? Crap. Your Royal Highness Heine is clean. You ain't got no butt wipers at work, motherfucker. Wipe your own ass. It's embarrassing to get up off the toilet and walk out, and then somebody saw you leave the stall and turn around and go in behind you. You know they're going to shake their motherfucking head and call you a nasty motherfucker. Rich people. Call toilet paper. Poor people. It's called toilet paper. The shit that I do, it don't make sense to some, but it makes perfect sense to a lot of folks. I guess that's what makes them afraid to, you know, even want to be on the air because, you know, people don't know who I am. So, 646-478-04. Excuse me, 646-478-0944. That's the number. Press 1 to talk live. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we always here on Wednesday nights from 9 to 10:30. But they got y'all favorite show on. So, you know what I'm saying? Until the season is over, we'll be on Thursday night from 9 to 10. All right? Just 1 hour. Just to kick it with y'all. Get y'all hip to Hood Talk Radio. This is your boy E. Max the Image, Cleveland, Ohio. And we here in the mix, not with Silver B, but, you know, we in the mix, the mix, the mix. Y'all remember Silver B. But this is how we do it. Now, on Friday and Saturday, we play music from local artists from 8 to 10 p.m., same phone number. You know, Monday night, we got Al Porter's Man in the Streets, okay? Same phone number. So y'all can, that's from 9 to 10. So y'all can tune in to all of the shows on the Hood Talk Radio Network, and we're going to have some fun, all right? So what we're getting ready to do now is play another song, and let me see where we're going to go. Because I want y'all to, you know what I'm saying, understand, you know, the type of people that y'all are dealing with right here in Cleveland, especially on a Thursday night, all right? So get ready. This your boy, Max the Image, man. We having fun tonight. I hope y'all are too, because I am. And now let me see which one we're going to play for y'all right now so y'all can understand. Hey, here we go. I'm just going to play some background music for you. E. Max the Image. Bailey, we'll be right back.
Ooh,
Sometimes out here in the hoods, you know, we laughing and shit. I'm laughing at these people looking like they doing a motherfucking commercial. I got my liver checked when I was 52. And they gave me insurance and I didn't have to get it checked again. How did you get that? Oh, I call it 1-800, secure them all. TV is motherfucker, y'all, I swear it is. You know, on Thursday night, I'm going to open up a new topic. It's going to be called Men Wars. I call it the feminization of the black man. He's doing it to himself. All right. When you like to walk around with pants to show off your booty, all right, your nutsack and all of that shit, you could be gay. Because everybody could see your shit. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of motherfuckers that, you know, thug out. And they looking at you and you don't even know it. You gonna call them Slim Thugger. Thugger, Thugger in this motherfucker. You know. But why y'all niggas all in the mirror? Driving all fucked up. Somebody get behind you. They trying to see if the light green. You looking in the rearview mirror. No, both of them, or all three of them, driving all fucked up, you know what I'm saying, and shit. So somebody else in the car that's behind you or whatever can't get around you and give y'all a clue. Don't nobody give a fuck about your 1976 Escalade except you. Some motherfuckers go out there and okay, I understand that you can finally afford you a nice Cadillac because they got so many new ones out now, them old ones ain't shit. But, you know, pimps. So I don't understand anyway why the country made everybody trade their old cars in. Some of you niggas going out and buying them. I'm talking about 76 two-door Chevys, you know, that got a 75-gallon tank, and it's going to drive 20 of them motherfuckers from the gas station to your house. So I don't understand that. Nostalgia is a motherfucker, but unless you got some millions to, you know, put a car back together, it don't make sense, black people, to go and buy an old-ass motherfucking car. I understand we didn't all go to college, and, you know, we having it hard, and the system in the cars is stacked against us and all this and all of that, because I'm black as a motherfucker, too. But I'm not getting ready to go and spend $5,000 or $6,000 on 1960, 1970, 1980, or 1990. Nothing. 20 years from now, that motherfucker gonna be a rust bucket. 2 years from now, he's gonna be trying to sell it to the dumbass dope boy that live around the corner from me. He said, "Nigga, I'll give you $2,000 for that bitch right now." Sell it to him. Sell it to him. And you ain't gonna sell your rims because you know, go buy you another bucket and put your rims on. But at least sell the little nigga the car. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying? If you got some rims on your shit, you gotta have a pistol. So on one hand, you want to say, okay, the little gun law thing was good. But then on the other hand, the gun law thing was bad because it really just turned this motherfucker, a six-month-old baby girl. Oh, man, we're going to have to watch the news tonight. But, you know, it's just the evidence of what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? They just, anybody and everybody can get one. So motherfuckers who can go get a gun, pop a motherfucker and then sell it to somebody who can't or ain't supposed to have one. And this is one of the reasons why all of this shit is just going haywire. Because, see, they ain't going up and trying to cover up the fact that they bringing the guns to the neighborhood. Just like these motherfuckers, they got 8 motherfuckers on the news and on TV. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, I'm on the air right now. I know. But It's sad the way things is working out for us, you know what I'm saying? People thinking that they got it good and they walking around with their noses up in the motherfucking air. But then when you go inside, the motherfuckers go on, they holding up empty refrigerators and shit with boxes, motherfucking macaroni and cheese and no milk. So, okay, your job is paying you enough money to, you know, to buy you a motherfucking Mercedes. That's cool. It's all good. But what about after that? Did you know one of the motherfucking chrome rims for a Cadillac is like $1,800 because you got to buy the rim with the and the tire that was made for the rim? You can't just buy one. You got to buy the whole set, and they'll sell it to you for $5,000. They'll sell it to you for $5,000. Because you got to get the rent, the tires, too. So think about that shit before you buy a Caddy. Because you can't just go and put any of the same size tire on that bitch. Well, you ain't supposed to. So all y'all got to do is realize, man, that some of the shit we do is really not nice. It's stupid. I was listening to a young man's song who I used to like. I'm not going to say his name because niggas so thirsty nowadays. You know, he an established artist and he'd fuck around and try to sue me for the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's a song called Stick Up Kid. And I used to like the motherfuckers because he came with some positive shit till I heard that. And I don't like him no more. Because there's one thing about a motherfucker stick-up kid, man. He always plotting on who he going to get. Instead of trying, using that energy to get his own shit or their own shit, it could be a crew. Y'all niggas still grimy because y'all some lazy motherfuckers. You don't want to get your hands dirty in the real way, but you'll just take somebody's shit because they look good and you don't. A nigga might have his shit going on. He might be established in what he's doing. And you don't, you not. So you want to take somebody else's shit. But you know what? That shit been going on for fucking ever. It ain't nothing new, man. Since the beginning of the time. Except when white people did the shit, they didn't call it armed robbery. They called it conquest. You don't know what that word means. Look it up. I mean, you forcefully took the country, a nation, and you kill millions and thousands of people like they trying to do right now. All you got to do is get off of motherfucking Facebook or Twitter or whatever other motherfucking social network you want and go to Google if you got Google or Mozilla, Yahoo, whichever search engine you use, damn it, and type in something besides Facebook, Twitter. You know what I mean? Even if you like YouTube. I'm a YouTuber. YouTube be having a whole lot of shit with links and every fucking thing. So it's all kind of places you can go just from a bit of information. You can teach yourself some shit. If you don't think your math is good, go online and tighten up your math. Why you gonna pay a motherfucking school to do some shit you can do yourself? Because you got that rich people mentality. I'm gonna have somebody do it for me. I'll just pay. That's the first dumb thing. But in order to get ahead in this society, you know that they have to have you learn what they want you to teach, and you got to have a piece of paper that said, okay, Mr. Man, I learned what you wanted to teach. I got a piece of paper now. Give me a job in your society. Pay me a little bit more because I went to your schools and learned your shit. That's basically it. So go to school, learn their shit, so that you can have a better life. They already got a good life. You trying to get one. So if that's what you want, do what you got to do. But don't forget to be an entrepreneur. Don't forget that, because you need it in today's society. You need to arm yourselves, because you never know what the fuck you're going to face. And you have to be able to, unfortunately, defend yourself, protect yourself and your family. That's just the times that we're living in now. We've been living in those times. They just make the shit so glamorized that that's all we see. You know what I mean? So y'all keep tabs on y'all children. Talk to them. Understand where they at in their mind. Don't be afraid of your kids, you know what I'm saying? They, them your kids. I'm going to play a song before we get out of here. Yes, sir. That was Games by your boy E-Max the Image Man. Right here, Hood Talk Radio, Mixed Talk Thursday. It was cool, you know what I'm saying, to sit back and chop it up with y'all for a minute. Normally, I'm on till 10:30, but, you know, it's just Thursday. Niggas still got to work tomorrow. So I'm just a little bit off schedule, but it's still cool. It was just that energy Wednesday night bring to the table. It was something different. I guess we're going to have to transfer that energy, you know what I mean? So tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying, we'll be here. Saturday night, I'm actually doing a karaoke slash fundraiser, you know what I'm saying, out at the normal spot I'm on in East Cleveland, 15453 Euclid, you know what I'm saying. Come on in and let's do some karaoke. So I like to see a lot of little R&B artists out there because, of course, you know what I'm saying? We'll play your music on my show, too. I hope y'all can, you know, sing and shit. Not just go to the studio with some corny shit. But bring it in. All right? And what we're going to do is host y'all up and let everything be good for you. So on that thing I love, man, it's your boy. And we having fun tonight. We doing what we do. We hope you got a little bit out of, you know what I'm saying, what came across the airwaves this evening, because I normally have some scripted shit, but I didn't do it today. I just wanted to come straight off the heart and basically, man, come straight to you from what's in and what I'm feeling, because these times is crazy. Now, we ain't living in no end times, man. You know, I know some of y'all Bible thumbs gonna say, "Oh, it say right here, Jeremiah, perilous times and all that." Look up the word perilous. The root word is perilous, P-E-R-I-L. All right, look that shit up, man, before you get to spitting shit that you don't even understand out your motherfucking mouth. You know what I mean? Everybody don't need you to preach to them, okay? We get enough of that. And then most of the people that's doing all the preaching outside the church be sounding like, ooh, so leave it alone. You know, read that Bible. Many are called, but few are chosen. There's a difference. All right? It made me laugh. The thought that just came out of my head, so I guess I better put it out of my mouth in these last 2 minutes. Say you had two girlfriends, and maybe say you got two boyfriends. And then you got them other motherfuckers you fuck with. And one night you just chilling, went out to the club, you had a good time, so you start making phone calls. Just the ones you really like. That's the many I call. But you end up with two dates. Two booty calls, let's just say what it is. So, I'll see you on children. But you get the gist of what I'm saying. So take that one and apply that shit to your, you know, biblical knowledge, my friend. And spit that shit out like some old chewing gum. Maybe you'll understand what I'm saying. But in all, it's your boy E-Max the Image Man, Hood Talk Radio, Mixed Talk Thursday. We play some music tonight. You know what I'm saying? I laughed. I mean, you know, maybe you did too. Maybe you'll listen to it. I'm on Facebook. And pretty soon we'll have a Hood Talk Radio Facebook page. So y'all got to understand where we coming from. Cleveland, Ohio is in the building on a Thursday night, man. We'll be back tomorrow night. Play some more music for y'all and talk some more shit. I'm going to get some more information about this child, okay? Because I have to say something about that. You know what I mean? We got to actually give up a moment of silence for that baby girl. Peace, y'all, till tomorrow night. It's your boy, Max.